Bye.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Colin Economics Report. I am Al Corman, and I appreciate you joining me. I'm going to start out the show this week with Marshall Barrow. Marshall is the co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund. Marshall is a gentleman who has been involved in the financial community since he left his law practice, probably, I don't know, 15 or 20 years ago, and he has been managing people's money, doing research, et cetera, ever since that time. His Encompass Fund is doing very, very well, I will tell you, because he probably won't, but it's up way over 100%. And if I'm not mistaken, on Morningstar, which is the mutual fund rating service, you're very, very highly rated. Correct, Marsh?
Yes, that's correct, Al. Thank you for mentioning it. The Encompass Fund was up 137% for 2009.
Is that all?
Ranked as number one in the world stock fund category of Morningstar.
And number one, that is absolutely fantastic. Okay, we're not really going to talk necessarily about the Encompass Fund right now. What we're going to chat about right now, though, is investment principles. You know, we talk on this program about political issues. We talk about financial issues. A lot of people say, you know, you stress the negative all the time. Let's talk about stressing the positive. And I'm sorry that we've given the impression that we have stressed the negative because, you know, in reality, all we are doing here, in reality, I guess I should say, what we're doing here is just trying to make listeners aware of both sides of the coin, you know, to see the total picture. Now, on the positive side, right now, things are going pretty good economically. Wouldn't you say, Marsh?
Yes, we would. Certainly, there's parts of the economy and various numbers that you can look at. Unemployment still remains quite high, and there's various statistics you can look at and say, "Gee, this is not good," and it's not a good environment. But there are also a number of statistics and a number of factors that you can look at and take a far more positive attitude, both in the United States and around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that these days you should not just look at the United States from an investment standpoint, but you really need to have a global view because there's no question there's a global economy. It is a global economy.
You look at an awful lot of companies and in a lot of different locations that you include, some you include, some you don't in the fund. I noticed you've got a lot of mining companies, obviously. Most of those are domiciled in Canada, but you have some companies that are located in the Middle East. If I'm not mistaken, you've got a very, very interesting Israeli company. What is it, high tech or med tech or what have you?
Well, we own, both in the fund and for our individual clients, we own Teva Pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm.
And have for a number of years. Teva is a global company with global operations and is primarily a generic drug company, also has some branded drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But it operates worldwide, both manufacturing and selling, and has just been just done a terrific job over the past number of years.
Marshall, let me ask you, as a fund manager, as a guy who, you know, I know you and your partner, Malcolm Gissen, manage individuals' money, et cetera, give our listeners, if you would, kind of a primer for the next 5 or 6 minutes, or we can go into the next segment, it doesn't matter, but what do you think where do people need to start in terms of providing themselves financial security?
I think one of the basic starting points is trying to figure out where you want to get to. You need to have some determination of what your goals and objectives are and the time frame involved. It's one thing if you figure that this is a good time to buy a house, and with prices down and mortgage rates low, it probably is. But if you're going to be buying a house in the next 6 or 9 or 12 months, you don't want to be investing long term. You want that money to be there and available when you're ready to close on the house purchase. Conversely, if you're looking towards retirement, that's 5 or 10 or 15 years away, or a college education for one or more children that's 5 or 10 or 15 years away, you can have and should have a different time horizon for your investments as to what you're investing in and how you're investing. So it's certainly important to have a fix on what your objectives are, what your time frame is, and what you're investing for, what the purpose is. And then from that, you can start to put together a plan to get you from here to there, wherever there is.
Mm-hmm.
Too often people don't have in mind really what they want to do or what they're putting their money to work for, and they just want to make money. And certainly making money is a good objective and fine, but it's not the best way to operate.
No, I would agree with that. I want to talk about a few segments of the economy, both on a national and an international level. And I'd like to start out with real estate. You know, in the area that my family and I reside in, up in Northwest Washington State, real estate right now, we're in a nice area. It really, really is a very, very nice area. But real estate in that area right now is about 50 cents on the dollar. And there are extenuating circumstances in the sense that if somebody wanted to live in the area that we lived in, they have to really want to be there. I mean, people don't get transferred in for their jobs because that just isn't what the deal is there. And we're somewhat isolated. We're probably about 30 to 40 minutes away from, you know, a medium-sized city. But be that as it may, real estate there is 50 cents on the dollar. If you go into the Seattle area, for example, and we're about two and a half hours north of Seattle, there are some screaming real estate deals available there. I am not convinced, quite frankly, right now, of two things, and I'd like to get your opinion on them. One of them is I'm not convinced that we're at the bottom of the real estate market yet. And I know that depends on the area that you're living in the U.S., but, you know, as a general statement, I'm not convinced that we're at the bottom yet. And having said that, the next thing I'd like you to discuss is whether we're at the bottom or whether it's going to go lower, when there is a rebound, I don't believe the values that were in existence two and a half years ago are going to return in our lifetimes. What do you think?
Well, two aspects. I don't know if we're at the bottom or we're near it, and nobody does. You only know that by looking in the rearview mirror and seeing what the statistics are, and then you can tell that that was the bottom a month ago or a quarter ago.
Yeah.
I think we're close to the bottom, and the more important thing in getting back to your question about how people should plan and what they should be doing is if you're interested in owning a home, whether it's a condo or a house, and you're interested in owning a home, it's far more attractive to be buying it currently than it was two and a half years ago. The prices are off regardless of where you are. And I'm in San Francisco, right? I live right in San Francisco, work in San Francisco. The prices are down nothing like 50%, but maybe 10, 15% right in the city. If you get in the outlying areas, it's down a lot more, a lot mm-hmm. higher percentage.
Sure.
But if you're interested in buying a home because you want to live in it, not because you want to flip it and make a small fortune in a short period of time, but you want to live in it, now is a very attractive time in our view to be looking at a home, to be buying it. Interest rates are low. You're going to get a mortgage, assuming you qualify. And if you don't, you probably shouldn't be doing it. And so it's an attractive time to be investing in residential real estate, particularly for yourself, to live in. If it's an investment, it's another matter. But again, probably far nearer the bottom than not, and nobody is going to knock on your door and say, this is the bottom, buy this week or buy this month.
No question.
It Marsh, doesn't happen that way.
Marsh, we've got to take a real quick break here. Let me get you back in the next segment. Stick around.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Big Al is chatting with Marshall Barrell right now. Marshall, as I mentioned during the first segment, is a co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund, a very, very highly rated mutual fund. Marshall is also a real expert when it comes to retirement issues such as financial planning, etc. Retirement planning, I guess, is what I wanted to say. We talked a little bit about real estate. We talked a little bit about how Marshall summarized in the first segment. Marshall said, you know, investing is a really, really personal issue. You really have to determine many, many things. It isn't just about trying to make as much money as you can. You have to consider things like time frames, you know, level of risk, etc., etc. But I want to kind of go in a couple of different directions, Marshall, in this particular segment. We talked about real estate. I agree with you. If an individual right now is looking for a place to purchase to live in, okay, housing certainly has gotten more affordable. There's no question about that. In terms of are you going to be able to profit, as you said, flip it, you know, I don't think so, but at least not for the foreseeable future. But I want to get your views on a couple of other areas. Number one, let's talk about the conventional stock market, the market that's represented by the Dow, the NASDAQ, et cetera. Doing pretty good right now.
It's doing pretty good. It's doing quite well. And it's climbing what's the proverbial wall of worry. And that's good, because if everybody is positive and everybody's on board, there's nobody left to buy. Right now, there are people that are point out the negative things in the economy. They point out what's earnings season's going to be. We just started earnings season for the first quarter, the reporting by the companies of their earnings, and a number of factors that people look at and say, gee, I'm not so sure, and unemployment is still high. And so they're cautious and they're wary. And that's, frankly, that's good from an investment standpoint, because it means that not everybody's on board, and the boat's not all listing to one side. So we think it's a market to invest in cautiously, but certainly one that's positive and is likely to remain so. I mean, it wasn't all that long ago people were worried, could the Dow get to 10,000? Well, it got to 10,000 and it kept going. Now it's 11,000, and people are still concerned, and maybe there's going to be a double-dip recession, and maybe the stock averages are going back down, and maybe this and maybe that. That's the time that people should be seriously considering putting some of their money to work, particularly if they're in an investment mode rather than just a trading mode. Trading is very difficult. We're investors. We're looking for long-term capital appreciation, and we think this is an advantageous time, both in the United States and various other countries around the world.
You know, I find that to be really interesting, because a lot of the guests on our program feel that we're going to see a major, major downturn in the Dow in late spring. And you're obviously saying you're not so sure about that. Can you elaborate just a little bit on that for me?
Yeah, we don't think that's going to happen. The U.S. economy is growing at 2%, 3%. It's not spectacular, but it is growing. The retail sales numbers come out and they're positive. Certainly, there's too many people that are unemployed, but there's far more that are employed.
Yeah.
And they are buying things. They're spending money. You talk about real estate. You've got foreclosures, but people are coming through and buying those. And it may increase some of the foreclosures may increase, but it may not. And nobody knows. And what you have to do is try and find some companies or some industries that you find to be attractive and you think are reasonably priced, and you buy those. And you don't just forget about them, but you buy them and you watch the results for the company, and hopefully you've chosen wisely, or you leave it up to a professional money manager and invest in a mutual fund.
Let's flip over to another segment of the investment world. It's a segment that you're very, very close to. I'd like you to just kind of summarize positive and negative feelings that you and Malcolm have about this industry. We have 3 minutes and 20 seconds left. Let's talk about the resource industry, gold, silver, etc.
We're very positive on the resource industry, and for a number of reasons. It's supply and demand. As the world economies are growing, particularly when you look at China and India and the increase in the number of middle class and the consumers, they're buying gold jewelry or gold coins. The economies are improving, which helps silver, which is both a precious metal and has a monetary value and is also an industrial metal. You look at copper or lead or zinc, some of the other industrial metals are utilized in conjunction with the growth of the economies around the world, and we're very, very positive on it. Supply-demand factors, when you talk about gold, somewhere out there there's going to be inflation that historically has been favorable for gold. They're certainly printing a lot of money in this country and around the world. That should be favorable for gold, and we remain very positive. It gets more and more difficult to find commodities, any type, gold, silver, copper, oil, whatever it is. It's far more difficult, it's far more expensive, it's far more time-consuming, not the least of which are environmental issues and safety issues, and all of those factors lead to greater problems with the supply side, and the demand side continues to grow, maybe a little faster, maybe a little slower, but the demand side continues to grow. And we remain very positive on companies that are exploring for and producing various commodities. So we have a number of those companies in the Encompass Fund, and we think there's a bright future.
Marsh, the Encompass Fund, I mean, the companies that you have in your portfolio is a matter of public record, so we were not really kind of spilling the beans here or anything like that. Give me an example of three or four companies in the resource industry that you and Malcolm are bullish on right now.
We're bullish on uranium, the production of uranium. There's an increasing number of nuclear power plants being built around the world, and the production of uranium has been far less than the demand for it over a good number of years. It's been met by above-ground inventories and the decommissioning of the Soviet nuclear weapons. That's coming to an end. We're very positive on companies that are exploring for and producing or will be producing uranium. The largest holding in the mutual fund, Encompass Fund, is and has been Uranium Energy Corp., which expects to be in production of uranium in South Texas by the end of this year. We think that's a very positive industry, very positive area, very positive on the company.
Okay, Mr. Barrow, always a pleasure to have you on the show. We're going to get you on more and more frequently because what you're doing, in my opinion, is you and your associate, Malcolm Gissen, are two are perhaps the best team in the industry when it comes to looking at these companies. I want to stress to people on our Business Talk radio show on Saturday, Malcolm will also be on there. Take a listen to what he has to say. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, we've gotten some issues. We've gotten some comments from people who are saying, you know, all you're doing is talking about the dark side. You know, let's talk about the bright side sometime. And I agree with that 100%. You know, those of us in the business, we get a little caught up, for lack of better terms, in what's going on. We get, you know, our philosophies, for lack of better terms, we feel that we are, our philosophies are being supported because of, you know, we're not exactly gloom and doomers, but by the same token, we're not necessarily people either who, you know, who believe that everything is coming up roses right now. But we have a tendency sometimes to, you know, to talk about negative things. I don't mean to do that. But, you know, one guy who I talk with all the time, and we talk about positive things, is Peter Grandich. Peter has been in the business a long time. As you all know, I'm not going to bore you with an introduction here. Pete's a good friend of mine. I've got nothing but time for Peter Grandich. And, you know, talking about some of the good things that's going on right now, you know, I have to say, Pete, earlier in the show, Marshall Barrow was on the show, and he said his opinion is that, you know, I think the conventional markets are going to do well for a while. He said, and I don't think that's a bad place to be. You know, he believes in portfolio diversification. He certainly believes in investing in resource companies, and he puts his money where his mouth is. But he said, in terms of the conventional market, the Dow, the NASDAQ, what have you, he said, I think we're in a pretty comfortable spot for a while. And he said the growth that's, you know, that's coming out right now, the numbers that are coming out, he said, yeah, they might be skewed to an extent, but, you know, it's kind of hard to dispute, for example, the retail sales figures that came out this past week. You know, retail sales were up in March. What do you think? Is the conventional market a safe place to be right now because of the warm and fuzzies that the conventional media are telling us is going on?
Well, Al, you know, ironically, the market is playing into a scenario that I envisioned, and I want to make absolutely clear that I've made enough wrong forecasts looking into my crystal ball to learn to eat a lot of broken glass. So, but I do want to say in this particular instance, it's playing out a scenario almost 100% the way I envisioned. Late in March of 09, a day before the market bottomed, I thought that the worst was over, and I thought we were going to have the best bear market rally ever on what I would call at that time a feeble recovery, but a economic recovery that would last to the summer, early fall of this year, 2010. And that forecast, of course, was made in March of 2009. And I targeted 11,000 on the Dow, thinking that that was a reasonable target that the recovery could happen to. It's interesting, in recent weeks, as we got closer to 11,000, I spoke that what would really make me even more confident in that original forecast would be if there'd be a return to somewhat exuberance, that the towel would finally be thrown in, that the talk would turn back to better times of here, the market's real good, et cetera, et cetera. So with no disrespect to the person you spoke of or anybody in that meme, for me, this is what I like to hear. I'm happy that people are seeing the cup half full again versus half empty, because for me, I have felt that that needed to happen before we would finally get to my bigger long-term scenario to where the market does top out again and then goes into what I've talked about for potentially as much of a decade or more of malaise, where the market will trade between the lows it made back in March 2009 and the highs it gets to in this move. So I'd have to say that I respectfully disagree with the gentleman in terms of that this market is very constructive and one can get first long here and expect substantial gains over many months or years. But rather, I think this is going to be the tail end, the last good move for many years. So I'm in a different camp.
Well, for what it's worth, let me just be the devil's advocate for a minute. And this isn't necessarily the way that I feel, but I think it is an interesting question. And the question is this. The U.S. economy right now, with all of the power, Pete, that's behind it, the U.S. economy is being portrayed as an economy that is slowly coming out of recession, okay? Unemployment is still very, very high, but the numbers are according to the government anyway, the numbers are gradually coming down. I mentioned earlier the retail sales figures that came out. You know, those were positive. They show that people are loosening up and people are starting to spend some money. What about the theory, okay? And what about the theory that if people start to feel good and they start spending money, this economy is going to work its way out and we may be at the very beginning stages of our economy working its way out. Now, I want to say this. I don't believe that's the case. And I don't want to sound like I don't want to sound hypocritical. I don't believe that's the case, but I think that it's something that we should consider.
Well, there's no question you should consider it, but, you know, Ronald Reagan won an election in part because he said, running against Jimmy Carter, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And I think that's an important thing to look at. Let's try to look at and say to ourselves, from an economic standpoint, are we better off now than when we were, say, 4 years ago? Well, there's no question we have far more debt. There's no question that the consumer is more constrained now with ability to borrow because the ability to where they were borrowing in the past is no longer available. That ATM machine, which was known as the home, which was increasing up in price, we all know is not going to happen again anytime soon. So the question one has to ask is, where will the spending power come from? Where is the consumer going to be able to go and tap enough capital to get the economy booming, so to speak, as you said in your hypothetical reasons? Now, one of the things that's still not being spoken about a lot, and I think it's very, very critical at this point, is while we're still mainly focused, both bulls and bears, on the national debt level and what has occurred, and that is a problem in itself, we're still not addressing what's happening on the state and city levels. I have listened to people who are in the middle of that, principals of, you know, the League of Cities, which is an organization, it's independent, it's supposed to be, you know, nonpartisan, and is made up, you know, people who work in government both on the state and local level. And all you hear from them is, in the entire history of America's history, never have states and cities been in such a dire financial shape. So what I think is just happening now is, yes, we're having the inevitable economic rebound, because let's face it, we were at the abyss, Al. We were one step from going over and never coming out again, as we know ourselves to be. We had a tremendous amount of money created. I don't think it's been efficiently spent, but it's been put into the system nevertheless. The problem is, after that kind of gets washed out and you get your so-called high from it, what condition will we be? Will that have improved us? Will we be better off economically than we were 4 years ago? No, I think nothing's further from the case. So I would argue that, yes, there's still some life in this rebound, and yes, there's an opportunity for people to move further and further. But I also have to tell you that you cannot say anything about how bad we are now economically versus before.
I don't disagree, and I think that that's a very, very accurate response, and it's certainly the way that I feel. What I want to end this segment with, Pete, we got about a minute left here, though, is, you know, it's all about attitude. It is all about attitude. You know, I changed my life back 35 years ago by reading a book about positive mental attitude. And I read that book. I read more. I took Dale Carnegie courses, et cetera. And the advice that I would have to give to listeners is look at what's going on from all sides. Conventional media, what you and I and others talk about on this particular program, you know, and then make up your own minds what you have to do. I think personally, Pete, that you're right on. But I have to say this. Attitude is very, very important. Do not let hard economic times cripple you. Do not let hard economic times throw you into a state of depression. Keep on working, as Peter, you and I have. Big Al's going to be right back with Roger Wiegand. Stick around.
My sinuses, they feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30 and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Here to wrap up the first hour of the Cortland Economics Report Weekend Edition that's heard on all of the Genesis radio stations. I am chatting right now with Roger Wiegand. Roger, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
Okay, got a question for you. You know, we're obviously recording this earlier, and some news came out this week that that I thought was interesting. Number one, Dr. Bernanke came out and said, and I quote, the U.S. economy should continue to recover at a moderate pace, but it will take time to restore all the jobs lost during the recession. Well, of course, it will take time to restore all of those. You know, last Wednesday, the retail sales numbers came out. U.S. retail sales during March, quote, surged 1.6%, really amid strong auto sales, giving strong signs. Consumers are growing more confident and the economy is improving. You know, all of these things, keeping all of these things in mind, I want to bring up an article that I read in the Atlantic magazine before we left town. And this is, we're doing a remote right now. We're down in Palm Springs, California. But the author of the article said that, you know, he said, The prognosticators are saying right now, the pundits are saying that inflation isn't an issue, it will not be an issue. But he said, you know, I have to strongly disagree with that. And the reason he disagrees with it is because there are a couple of ways to get out of the situation that we're in economically right now. You know, and by that I mean the debt situation. One of them is to renege on the debt. One of them is to monetize the debt. You know, the other one is to inflate our way out of it. And that's right. When I say monetize the debt, what I meant to say was raise taxes. And I guess if that's what has to be done, it has to be done. But he said, you know, the other way to do it is to inflate your way out of it. And he said, you know, that's what we did in the 70s and you know, in the early 80s. And he said, I think the same thing is going to happen right now. I think the pundits are wrong. Raj, what do you think?
Absolutely, totally agree with him. In fact, I believe they're doing all three things. Some of the debt is being reneged upon. Okay, they're not paying it. Some of these big banks, from what I have heard, are trading back and forth on derivatives. They both owe each other money in both directions. They're figuring out mutually what they can do to write the stuff off, and they're doing it, but that's only a small part of it. Then the next thing is the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury is printing currency and bonds with the speed of light, and it's starting to fray around the edges, and higher yields are coming, which portends bad news for mortgages, which are already underwater. And then, of course, our subject today is there really inflation? Yes, there is, and in fact, in my newsletter this week, I was writing this morning that inflation is now running between 8 and 9%, and is going to rise more quickly this year, especially on food and energy. Our mutual friend and colleague, who's very smart, Mr. John Williams at ShadowStats, has said the same thing and reported it. The last report I saw from Mr. Williams was that it was 8% plus and rising. And then on top of that, one of the other major countries in the world, China, with a huge economy, their inflation, it was reported this week, is running at 15%. I mean, this is going to be very interesting.
You know, Raj, it's going to be very interesting. I think that one of the reasons that the price of gold, which, among other things, is a great barometer for inflation, you know, people who purchase gold, trade gold, what have you, are very, very savvy commodity experts. And I think, personally, the reason that gold has maintained at the high levels that it has maintained, in spite of all of the news that's coming out about, you know, the U.S. economy strengthening, blah, 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 I think is because people are... Those in the know, for lack of better terms, I think are very concerned about inflation.
Well, that's true. And what we've got here in this cycle, okay, we went through the first disaster with the Lehman Brothers. Then they did the Band-Aid repair business with the TARP. And now things have leveled out, and they've got their footing again. And the banks are doing the same old things they were doing before, so all the corporations. So the stocks and the metals rallied. The oil halted a five-day slide. Corporate earnings are looking a little better. But the reality of it is all this stuff is just another dead cat bounce within a major depression. And that happened three times historically in the 1930s. And from what I can tell, we're in number two right now. So we could do this not only this time, but we could go all through this one more time later on.
You know, Raj, just to give you an example, a very clear, to give our listeners, I guess I should say, a very clear example of you know, what the economy is really like, and this came to mind when you used the word depression. Kathy and I are in Palm Springs right now, as you do, as you know. We try to get down here, you know, three or four times a year, because I just personally, Big Al, has to get out of the gray weather that we have in the Northwest. Otherwise, I get suicidal. But what I've really noticed down here, the trend this trip anyway, is number one, real estate is down significantly in the Palm Springs area. Number two, to get a tee time on virtually any golf course you want to down here is just, it's just a matter of walking on. You know, you go to the nice restaurants down here, and let me tell you, they're not exactly packed. There, you can always get a table. There's, you know, it was very obvious to me when I looked around the Pacific Northwest that we were in a bad situation. But then we came down here. This is a fairly affluent community, you know, and I gotta tell you, the retailers, the restaurateurs, etc., these people are hurting.
Well, I heard it also from a friend, a big trader who's in California, living in a very upscale area near Carmel, California. You know that spot.
Sure.
And it's extremely pricey. There's no question about it. And he said there's entire shopping centers that are closing down. A lot of people are unemployed. And it's continuing all over. And this isn't going to get resolved in just a few minutes. It's going to take several years. You know, it's not the end of the world, as we have discussed before, but, you know, recessions and depressions, depending upon how severe they are, can take years to correct. And that's the situation that we've got today. But we will get through this, and it will get corrected. But over the next 3 to 5 years, it's going to be tough.
Well, we're going to muddle through it. There's no, I mean, that's sure. People are people. People are, you know, people are gutsy. You know, if we got through the 30s, we're going to get through this also. But, you know, I think the important thing to realize is, in spite of the fact that we're in hard times right now, what can listeners do to protect themselves, you know, and we've talked about a lot of things in the past. You know, everyone, yourself and all of our other guests have said, you know, the number one action that you want to take is get out of debt, you know, and Kathy and I did that. You know, we're, for the most part, totally out of debt. You know,
I got an interesting call today from a very close family member.
Yeah.
And that person was able to do a refinance on a property and pay off all the bills that she had.
Yeah.
And cut basically the cash outgo every month by about 60% and get back to reality. And that's what we encourage people to do. Get those debts paid off, hunker down. This is no time for frou-frous and extras. Just watch your pennies. Go to cash.
Yeah.
And be very, very stringent on the use of credit.
You know, chatting with Marshall Beryl in an earlier segment, and we were talking about, you know, investments, investment strategies. We were talking about diversification, and he did take issue with your view on one point, and that was he doesn't see us, you know, talking about the conventional stock market as represented by the Dow or the NASDAQ or what have you. He doesn't see the slump coming that you're predicting. Are you still on that bandwagon?
I'm absolutely convinced of it. The six or seven top analysts that I know, I either know their work or I know them personally, or we trade back and forth ideas. They're all in the same camp that I am.
Mm-hmm.
That and then the other big news relative to that this week was that the UK has gotten themselves into a position where they're almost irretrievable. That they're just in such a mess they're not going to be able to stop it.
Elaborate
where
on
it's going to go. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it fools people because a dead cat bounce looks like a recovery, and a dead cat bounce can go anywhere from 6 months to 18 months or even longer. And everybody just jumps right back in and they say everything's cool, we're going to buy, and here we go again, happy days are here. But you know, remember back in the 1930s that 31-32 actually came back pretty nicely. They got whacked in 34-35 again with another downer. And some of the people actually bought stocks after that, after getting hit twice, and then 37-38 down another 45%, and they got hit the third time. Like three strikes and you're out. So, you know, it pays to be careful and be very smart and look at the big picture and look at the longer picture to see where things are.
I would agree 100%. I want to stress a couple of things to our listeners as we're winding down this particular hour. Roger is our newsletter writer of the week. Just go to our homepage and you can get all the information you want about Roger Wiegand. I want to say this guy is, and this really isn't a commercial, this is the truth, this guy is very, very dedicated to providing the best information that he possibly can to his readers. Take a look at his website. You can get there from our website. Roger, always a pleasure. Listen, you guys, Big Al's going to be back to do the next hour here shortly.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.